WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. This is Logan Cruz, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of good vibes. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things at once, barely keeping your head above water? Yeah, I get it. Life can be a whirlwind, especially in this crazy world we live in. But guess what? You deserve to thrive, not just survive. And one of the most powerful tools you have in achieving that is setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care. See, folks, stoicism isn't about being all gloomy and depressing. It's about finding inner peace amidst chaos, cultivating resilience, and living a life of purpose. And guess what? Setting boundaries and practicing self-care are fundamental pillars of that philosophy. Here's the deal. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving your time, energy, and attention to others without replenishing yourself, you're going to burn out faster than a cheap candle on a windy night. It's like trying to run a marathon on fumes, it just ain't gonna happen. So, what does that mean in practical terms? Well, it's about saying no when you need to, protecting your time and energy, and making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about recognizing your limits and respecting them. It's about prioritizing activities that bring you joy, peace, and fulfillment. Think of it this way. Setting boundaries is like building a fence around your personal space. It's not about being selfish or uncaring. It's about creating a safe and healthy environment for yourself to grow, recharge, and be your best self. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Logan, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do it? It's easier said than done. You're right. It takes practice, awareness, and a whole lot of courage to stand up for yourself and say no sometimes. Here are 5 golden nuggets to get you started. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely must happen in your day or week to feel balanced and fulfilled? Make those things your top priority, like exercising, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby you're passionate about. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. It doesn't have to be confrontational. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I'm already committed to something else can work wonders. Remember, it's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your values. 3. Schedule self-care time. Treat it like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a hot bath, make sure you carve out time for yourself. 4. Set digital boundaries. Social media can be a black hole of time and energy. Consider limiting your screen time, turning off notifications outside of work hours, or even taking a digital detox once in a while. Remember, the world will keep spinning without your constant attention. 5. Practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. When you notice yourself feeling overwhelmed or stressed, take a deep breath and bring your focus back to the present. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're having a really productive day at work, crushing it on deadlines and feeling like a superstar. But then, your phone starts blowing up with messages from friends asking for favors, picking up their dry cleaning, dog-sitting, even just lending an ear. You're caught in a dilemma. Do you help them out, knowing that it might derail your momentum and leave you feeling drained? Would you politely decline, risking the chance of disappointing them? See, this is where setting boundaries comes into play. It's about acknowledging your own needs and limitations while still being supportive. You could say something like, "Hey guys, I'm super swamped right now trying to meet some deadlines, but I'd love to help out tomorrow evening." That way, you set a clear expectation while showing that you care. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-respect. It allows you to prioritize your well-being and show up fully for the things that truly matter. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries, folks. Practice self-care like it's a sacred ritual. You deserve to live a life filled with purpose, joy, and peace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these reminders. Let's spread the Stoic love, one boundary at a time. See you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of daily virtue. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.